God bless you all and the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I've really just been sat and I've really been thinking about goals, visions, about really how life is. We could either live a mediocre life, you know, go to work, come home, do the things that we need to do in our daily living, or we can really change what we're doing. We can really, you know, have a joyful, happy life, you know. We can, for instance, when I run, I don't just run one time. I do four different runs. I change it up a bit because change is great, you know. We need to embrace change. We need to ensure that when change is happening, that we're enjoying it. We're enjoying every minute that we are, that something is changing. That we don't need to be fearful. We can really live in great faith, thanking God that, you know, this, the new year coming up, and the, you can have a new mindset. You can really go in with the mindset of God. You can really go from God's perspective. And we can see that when we are going into 2024, that when we set our minds and our hearts on God, and we set our minds and hearts on change and doing things differently, because if you want to do things, if you want to, you know, stay the same and not see many things happen, then you're gonna and you can really stay the same, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. But if you really want to see, you know, the effects of God within your life, if you really want to see that, you know, life is really joyful, that we actually can live in any circumstance in a great way, that we can embrace everything that we go through with a positive manner, that we can really focus on God, that we can focus on what He has for us in this new year, and go to Him, God, what is my visions this year? What is my goals? And He may have already given you a few. And keep that in your heart every day. Keep it in your heart and run with it, you know. Run with the different things that God has for you, because He has such an exciting life for you. He really wants you to see His miracles happen in your life. He doesn't want you to live a mediocre life. You are called to have a miraculous life, a life that really can change others, can really change yourself, and that we can be that example to show the people of the world that they also don't need to be living 9 to 5, doing the same thing, being fearful of the things of the world, you know, the economy and you know, health. It, you can come out of this, and everything is really down to a decision, and everything is down to a mindset, whether you're going to choose to accept what the world is telling you, the lie, or you can actually change what you're thinking, change what you're doing, change everything around you. You know, God can do that within you. But it's up to you whether you want to make that decision, whether you could be happy living life 9 to 5. You could, and that's great, but God has so much more in plan for you. He has created you for an amazing purpose. And when you start to see this and you start to really put your heart and your mind on God, you know, when you really start to put your mind on God, and He will start to give you visions, He will start to give you desires, and especially when you pray to Him with heart. Expect when you pray to Him for God to answer your prayers, because He certainly will. But first you need to let him in. First you need to pray to him. First you need to say, like, you know, God, I don't really know you. I don't really understand this. But just ask him. And don't tell anyone else. Ask him on a personal level for something for you. And then you will know that it's God that has answered your prayer, because you haven't told a single soul, just you and God. And then your faith will grow. Your faith will grow, and then you will start to see from God's perspective, because his perspective is wonderful. That we really can have a happy life within all the circumstances that may be going on. We can still be happy. We can still wake up with a great mindset. We can wake up and we are more than conquerors. We can wake up and ensure to focus on the kingdom of God, and you know, he will give you things to share. He will inspire your life with things to share, to share to others, and then you are able to then give that out, because everything is about him, and it's about our minds and how we're thinking about the things. You know, what you're thinking about is what you're going to become. So what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about, oh, I haven't got enough, or my relationship's not very good, or you know, my children aren't behaving very well, or I'm not very happy in life. God can give you this all. He can give you everything. He can give you that perfect relationship. He can give you the, he can switch things around for you, for your favour, for your good. It is up to you, and you need to watch what you're saying, watch your words. What are your words saying? Are your words agreeing with God? Are they agreeing with the devil? Are they agreeing with the world? Because when you start to, if you start to confess the things of the world, then you can really block the blessings of what God has for you. And you know, we can learn and we can grow, but it's up to us, because if we're not learning, we're not growing, you know. And we want to be growing. We want to be consistently growing in everything that we're doing. We want to be consistently learning, feeding our minds with things that matter, feeding our minds with prosperous thoughts. You know, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking on the negative? Are you thinking on the positive? Are you really waking up joyful every day, knowing that God is really going to change every situation and circumstance around for you, and that you don't need to be fearful about anything, whether that's finances, your health, you know, that could be emotionally, mentally. He can give you something to, and encourage you something to do, to ensure that your mental health is in the best state. He can give you something to say, and he can give you something to do to ensure your physical state as well. But we need to watch what we're saying. Are we confessing and are we saying the things of God? And are we really living the life that God wants us to live, with his visions in our hearts, with his words within in our mind, you know? We can really live the best life. We really don't need to be focusing on any negative, any bad thing. We can really focus on all the good things. And if you don't feel you have that mind, then you will learn and you will grow, and you can read and you can fill your mind up with the positive thoughts, and then it will just become part of you. So if you really are struggling with the confession or the mindset, I really encourage you to really go to God first, ask him to help you, and then he will give you sources. Like, there's many sources God has. So he will give you the sources to ensure that you're living and speaking the best that he wants you to speak. But you need to put yourself into this. Ensure that you fully are being dedicated in what you do. Don't be flippant here, there and everywhere. be dedicated. And when you start to be dedicated and God sees that, he really is going to move in such a great direction for you. 2020 is the 30th of December, 2023, and 2024 is going to be the best year for you. It's going to be prosperous. You know, God is for you and he wants a relationship with you. So build that relationship with him. Build your faith up each day and he really can move for you. But it's your choice whether you're going to let God move for you or you're going to try and get in his way. Because this year we are going to abound in hope. We are going to abound in the blessings and everything that God has for you can manifest when you make that decision. So I really encourage you to make the decision today to really put God first. Really think from his mind that nothing is impossible. And he really can move many mountains for you. God bless you.